Chapter 4. Solomon. How fair you are, my love, how very fair. For his recent wedding had not caused the royal bridegroom to forget the determined vineyard girl, whose repulses had only added to her charm for him. Again, he had found the Shulamite and renewed his wooing, no longer as the interested owner of a new possession, but as a suitor resolved to win. Your eyes behind your veil remind me of those of a dove, your hair makes me think of the black, wavy fleece of the Arabian goats, which one sees trailing down Mount Gilead, beyond Jordan on the frontiers of the desert. Verse 2. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn ewes, which have come up from the washing of which all are in pairs, and none is missing among them. Verse 3. Your lips are like a thread of scarlet, and your mouth is lovely. Your cheeks are like halves of a pomegranate behind your veil. Verse 4. Your neck is like the Tower of David built for an arsenal, whereon hang 1,000 bucklers, all of them shields of warriors. Verse 5. Your bosom is like 2 fawns, twins of a gazelle, to feed among the lilies. Verse 6. The Shulamite had listened to all that she would endure, without recalling to the king's mind her unconquerable love for the wonderful shepherd. As she arose to retire, she boldly declared, "The Shulamite. During my waking hours, you may compel my attention, but I welcome the night, for until the day breaks, and the shadows flee away, in my thoughts I will get me to the mountain of myrrh, and the hill of frankincense to him whom my soul adores." Verse 7. Leaving the king, who went into the banqueting hall, which was set to worthily celebrate his recent marriage, and passing into her own quarters, the Shulamite lingered for a moment at the latticed window. Suddenly her heart leaped for joy, as glancing out into the shadows, she beheld the face of her extraordinary friend, the shepherd. He, prompted by the longing and fears of his loving heart, had come to the palace to satisfy himself of her safety and of her interest in him alone. When he saw her through the bars of the lattice, which separated them, he exclaimed, "The shepherd! Oh my love, how beautiful you are! There is no flaw in you." John 14:18, Ephesians 5:27. Verse 8. Come away with me from Lebanon, my promised bride, come with me from Lebanon. Depart from the top of Amana, from the peak of Senir and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountain of the leopards. 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3. Verse 9. You have ravished my heart and given me courage, my sister, my promised bride, you have ravished my heart, my promised bride, you have ravished my heart, and given me courage with one look from your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. Verse 10. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my promised bride. How much better is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your ointments than all spices. Romans 8:35, John 15:9. Verse 11. Your lips, O my promised bride, drop honey as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the odor of your garments is like the odor of Lebanon. Verse 12. A garden enclosed and barred is my sister, my promised bride, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Verse 13. Your shoots are an orchard of pomegranates, or a paradise with precious fruits, henna with spikenard plants. John 15:5, Ephesians 5:9. Verse 14. Spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices. Verse 15. You are a fountain springing up in a garden, a well of living waters, flowing streams from Lebanon. John 4:10, 7:38-39. Verse 16. Could the reply to this impassioned speech come from the same tongue which so glibly refused the advances of the world's rich and most famous king? The Shulamite recognized in the most noble shepherd a depth of soul, a wealth of spirit, besides which Solomon's splendor became glittering tinsel, and as the bud expands in the light of the sun, she joyfully yielded to him the most sacred treasures of her heart. Her answers quieted his aching breast and brought to him the blissful assurance that he sought. The Shulamite. You have called me a garden, O, I pray the cold north wind and the soft south to blow upon my garden, that the spices may flow out in abundance for you, in whom my soul delights. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat its choicest fruits. Footnote: Am I willing for the north wind of adversity to blow upon me that will better fit me for Christ's presence and companionship?